Well, today, the word that God has put on my heart, it's basically our relationship with our God. How important and how significant that relationship is. And as I was pondering and praying, I wanted to read with you Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews chapter 4, starting from verse 1. In this passage, we read about the rest, the Sabbath rest. And in the Old Testament, we all know the Sabbath rest, what it meant. And even in the Old Covenant, when God commanded the children of Israel to keep Sabbath, and basically he said it is holy. And there's so much emphasis on the seventh day rest or the Sabbath rest in the Old Testament. And when we read the New Testament and what it means to a New Testament believer, I want to talk to you about that. And that's basically our relationship with our God, where we totally and completely and fully surrender our lives to Him and live a life that is in total surrender to the Lord. So let's read Hebrews chapter 4, starting from verse 1. It says here, "Therefore, since a promise remains of entering His rest, let us fear any of you seem to have come short of it. For indeed the gospel was preached to us as well as to them, but the word which they heard did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in those who heard it. For we who have believed do enter that rest as he has said, 'So I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest,' although the works were finished from the foundation of the world." Now here, the writer of the Hebrew, as he writes by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, he's talking about the children of Israel who did not enter into Canaan land. And here, as we all know from Colossians chapter 2, verse 16 and 17, that what God had commanded or the things that God had spoken in the Old Covenant, in the law, those are symbols and pictures or shadows of the things in the New Testament. So in Christ, when we as New Testament believer, we come to the Lord, and as the writer of the Hebrews says that we who have believed do enter that rest. What rest is he talking about? And then he talks about the children of Israel, about those children of Israel, those who did not believe. And we read that in the previous chapter, in chapter 3, that some of those, their hearts were hardened and they died in the wilderness and they did not enter into the Canaan land, which also was a kind of rest. But as we read about, this is basically a warning for us in as a New Testament believer that we should not have a hard heart or an unbelieving heart, and we must have a constant relationship with our God where we are totally and completely at rest with our God. And that's why Christ said, "All those who labor and are heavy laden, come unto me and I will give you rest." Now, when we read about Israel's failure to enter Canaan becomes a solemn warning, lest professing Christians fall to enter the rest that God has promised. This rest is not entrance to Canaan as it is in chapter 3 verse 18, But that historical event is a type of the rest to be enjoyed by Christians. Some commentators view rest as a future heavenly rest, while others feel that the term describes the present experience of the believer who has fully surrendered to the Lordship of Christ and is totally controlled by the Holy Spirit. So, the rest, I believe, that God is talking about, as we all know, the purpose of Sabbath was first that on the seventh day, the children of Israel must rest. And we all know, and medical science proves it, that when we rest, we give rest to our bodies, we become rejuvenated, refreshed, and we're able to use our body well. But the second, the most important aspect of Sabbath rest, it was that God wanted the children of Israel to worship Him and to reflect upon His goodness and His power. And we read that in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 12 through 15. There, God speaks to Moses and he basically commands the children of Israel, and then Moses gives this word of God to the children of Israel that God wants us to rest on the Sabbath day because He wants us to keep in our minds and never forget that God brought them out of Egypt and God delivered them by the power of His hand. So that was the purpose we read in Deuteronomy, and I believe that is the most important purpose of the aspect of the Sabbath rest, that we, as the children of God, as a New Testament believer, come into a relationship, into fellowship with our God, not just on Sundays, and it is very important. A lot of people take Sundays very lightly. But people of God, this is the time when we come together and worship the Lord together and focus on the goodness of God, the power of God, the loving kindness of our God, which rejuvenates us, empowers us, and then we go out, and that doesn't mean that on Monday we start living the way the world lives. The reason God wants us to rest and reflect upon His goodness and on His power, because He wants us to keep in our minds that He brought us out of the power of sin and Satan, just as God told children of Israel, that we need to remember that and never forget that God is the one who does all things in our lives. And that's why He wants us to rest. That's why He wants us to depend upon Him, rely upon Him, and fully surrender our lives to Him so that we would stop trusting ourselves, our efforts, our things, the things that we do. And when we start trusting Him, surrendering to Him and fully give our lives to the Holy Spirit so that the Holy Spirit may lead us and guide us into the goodness of God, into the power of God, then people of God, when we have this going on continuous basis, like on daily basis, not just on Sundays, but also on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday, and Friday and Saturday, and then come back on Sunday and receive the word, receive more power, more faith, more love, as we sing that song, more love, more power. And when we do that, and when we constantly and continuously stay in that fellowship with the Holy Spirit, people of God, the Holy Spirit takes our lives, and then He leads us into the perfect will of the Father so that we may do great and mighty things for our Lord. And I remember last year I basically spoke on kind of the same subject, that when we are totally and completely surrendered to the Holy Spirit, then we're able to accomplish the perfect will of our God for our lives. And when we do that, God is glorified. And that's why we see so much emphasis on the Sabbath rest in the Old Testament. And I believe God was leading the children of Israel through the commandment of the Sabbath rest so that they would stay in their relationship with God. And this is what God wants us to do. And basically, it is our responsibility to stay in that rest. It is our responsibility. Yes, God does everything for us. Yes, He's the one who gives us His Holy Spirit. He's the one who empowers us to do what He wants us to do. Actually, the word Sabbath, in which the Hebrew word is Shabbat or Shavat, however you pronounce it, it means to rest. Stop doing what you do. Just resting, which means that we rest and trust in the power of God, that it is God who empowers us to do great and mighty things. And as I as we see this, our relationship with our God, it is basically a relationship of total trust. It is a relationship which is the most important relationship. And it is the most significant one. Because if we lack, or if we stop focusing on our relationship with the Lord, and actually the problem is, a lot of time people say, well, there's a lot of struggle. When we walk with God, a lot of times it requires a lot from us. Actually, the more you spend time with the Holy Spirit, the more you find out that it is not our strength, it is His strength. The work is actually when you stop thinking the way the world thinks. Because our relationship with our God, it is out of our spirit. It is out of our heart and not out of our head. A lot of times we think the way the world thinks. And we think that if we pray a lot or read God's word and do this and do that and do's and don'ts. Actually, God wants us to just give ourselves to Him. And that is where the struggle is. The struggle is in surrendering your life fully to Him. And that's where a lot of people struggle. Now, when God says, when Jesus said that I'm going to send the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, and He's the one who's the Paraclete, the one who helps us, the one who empowers us. And when we build that relationship with Him through prayer and studying the Word, and yes, you may say, well, isn't that work? Yes, that is. But once we found out, and once we received the revelation in our communion with the Holy Spirit, that we are here to surrender ourselves to Him completely. And once we do that, the struggle stops. Because then it's a spirit-to-spirit connection. It's a heart-to-heart connection with God. And when we come into that relationship with the Holy Spirit, we feel so much power inside of us that we're able to do everything. And just as Apostle Paul said, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Amen? So let's pursue that relationship with the Holy Spirit. What time am I supposed to end it? I'm done? Okay. So, all right. Oh, when I'm done. Okay. I'm going to share this last thought and then we will have you stand and have the worship team. Actually, can you come and start playing softly? Today, what God has put on my heart is to share with you that we need to have a relationship with the Holy Spirit where we are totally and completely surrendered to Him, where we are at complete rest and no more effort on our flesh, through our flesh, but through the Spirit. I hope I'm able to explain it to you and you're able to understand, because my English is not as good as Pastor Jim or you guys, but because I'm bilingual, there are a lot of things that I want to explain, but it's hard to explain. But I just want to say this to you. Just surrender your life to the Holy Spirit and make sure that you do it every day. Because it's not just a one-time thing. You hear a message that pricks your heart or convicts you of your sin, and you say a prayer of repentance and you give your life to the Lord, and after that you don't focus too much on your relationship with the Holy Spirit. I believe what God is speaking to us today as a New Testament believers in regards to the Sabbath rest, it is this. Let us give ourselves to Him completely and let the Holy Spirit take control of our lives. And then make sure that you do it every day, that you pick up your cross every day. And just as Apostle Paul says, that I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives within me. And that's where we end our life in the flesh and we start our life in the Spirit with our Lord Jesus Christ.